The festival is centered around St. Mark's Episcopal Church downtown, where organist and choir master Joseph Cosby works.
The passion behind this festival is education.
While it's built around a series of daily performances at the church, a large part of it is also outreach to young people.
And we're working with the Children's Chorus of San Antonio. We have kids from the Youth Orchestra of San Antonio. And we're also going into local elementary schools and doing little pop-up concerts.
Here from England is violinist Maggie Faultless.
We're also doing a lot of individual lessons for students of all ages and professionals, university students, high school students, who want to come and work with individual members of the faculty. Some of those are closed lessons, and others are part of big public masterclass series.
Faultless thinks that Baroque music has an advantage over most classical music when trying to reach young people.
There is something, in a way, very straightforward about the way the music is constructed. I think, actually, it's very approachable.
We're going to Crockett Elementary School, and we're going to do a 20-minute program there where we're going to introduce them to the Baroque violin, to the harpsichord.
As to who else is playing, you may know some of them. They're players from the San Antonio Symphony who have stretched in a new direction for this festival.
It's great to be working alongside local professional players who've very bravely got out their other instruments, put on gut strings, tuned down to Baroque pitch, which is a half tone lower.
So even if you're a lover of classical music, these performances may sound different and new. Oh, and one more thing.
Everything is free.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.